What have you been able to learn from some of your past playoff experiences that you can either take and learn from on Sunday or even teach some of the younger guys who've never been there before?
Just don't take this for granted, man. You don't get many of these. This is my fourth one, and I'm blessed, man. So, you know, just don't get the big head. You know, don't overlook nobody. You know, everybody coaching, everybody on all cylinders right now. You know, Green Bay is a great, great team. You know, they ain't played the best. You know, they ain't played the best football, but I'm looking forward to, you know, a dogfight. I definitely feel like it's going to be a dogfight. It's going to go down to the wire.
Did someone just call you an old man?
Yeah, another old man called me an old man. So
that's
he jealous.
Not fair.
He jealous of me.
Obviously, you're busy doing your own thing out there, but I'm curious from what you see on tape and in the film room, a Preston Smith has clearly kind of come on down the stretch here. Just what do you think about his emergence and how he's developed over the last month?
I think he's done an incredible job, but at the same time, like I tell him every day, it's not good enough. It's never good enough. Never good enough. You can't. Therefore, you won't get complacent. You know, I'm one of the hardest people on him in this building, man. But he's a heck of an athlete, and you know, you can't let him get the big head because, you know, he get complacent and stop working hard. But he's done a great job for us down the stretch, man. Hopefully, he continue to do it. If he don't, he's gonna have to deal with me.
How valuable is his experience?
Thanks.
I mean, obviously, the Packers have been here a number of years. It's been a few years since this locker room's been. How valuable is experience in the postseason?
It's very valuable. Lucky for us, we got a few guys that played in big games, you know, Pot Roast, you know, some guys like that that played in big games. So, you know, we always picking their brains. They bringing a lot to the table. You know, they've been there. I won like one playoff game my whole career. So, you know, just to have those guys, Scott bringing those guys in, you know, Ricky Jean, he'd have been to the big game, I think, in San Francisco. And, you know, it's good to have them around. So we could just pick their brain and, you know, take that, what they give us, and take it in the game, and hopefully to help us down the stretch. Hopefully we can get to our goal.
Along the same lines, how big is momentum that you guys seem to have it? Packers don't seem to have it right now.
It's good, but at the same time, like I said, man, Packers are a great football team. You know, when you get Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs, man, you never know. You can pull a rabbit out the hat. So, like, I appreciate those guys, man. Don't get the big head. Don't overlook nobody. And expect a dogfight Sunday, which is going to be. I'm really feeling my heart is going to be a dogfight. But if we could believe in one another and play 60 minutes of football, I think we'll be successful.
Your eyes get bigger knowing that their offensive line has holes, injuries, guys banged up, not feeling up.
Absolutely, man. That's always a thing. But, you know, they going to be ready to play, man. They're going to be ready. They're going to come out ready, trying to punch us in the mouth. We understand that. You know, we just got to play one snap at a time. They're going to be ready. They're a good football team.
Last thing for me is, obviously, you've had success with turnovers and getting the ball on the ground. How do you guys do that against a team that historically doesn't turn the ball over?
Well, I mean, I watched on tape. Yeah, there's a few guys on that team get a ball up. We just got to focus on those guys and scratch and rake like we've been doing week in and week out. And, you know, we continue to do that. We'll get a few out for give it back to our offense, and hopefully they'll go down the field and score it for us. So that's what we're looking for. You know, one or two, three, four, five, it don't matter. We're just looking to get the ball back. You know, the more opportunities they have to score the ball, the better, because our offense is, you know, they playing well right now. It's a lot of weapons over there, man. And I feel sorry for a defensive coordinator playing it for them right now with all the weapons they got over there.